Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah has underlined Hezbollah's stance towards the latest developments in Lebanon through a televised speech. Remarks of caretaker Premier Saad Hariri, in which he accused Iran of interfering in the affairs of Arab states and inciting problems, were considered by Nasrallah as a reflection of Israeli rhetoric.
The March 14 coalition seeks to isolate, undermine and end their resistance. They have made a deal with the U.S. under which, if they terminate their resistance, they can rule the country.
Said Nasrallah linked the latest position of Saad Hariri to the unrest in the region, especially after Hariri held a telephone conversation with Bahraini King Hamad bin Khalifa. The main item on Said Nasrallah's agenda was the March 14th alliance and its anti-Hezbollah stance. This stance, he says, was under wraps and only came to surface after the popular uprisings in the region, particularly in the Persian Gulf monarchies, which the caretaker Prime Minister Saad Hariri is closely affiliated with. The anti-Iranian remarks follow a campaign by the March 14th against Hezbollah's arms, but this stance is not new. Nasrallah said it goes back some years and is part of a deal between the U.S. and the embattled March 14th.
Those who blame Iran for Lebanon's woes are repeating the claims of Israel. We hear such allegations by Israel.
Analysts see the war of words in Lebanon as a reflection of rivalry between the camp allied with the U.S. and the resistance.
Their mission now is to pull Lebanon out of its position as a very strong base for the resistance from Iran to Syria to Lebanon. We cannot divide this from what's happening in Bahrain and the job and the business of the Saudis in Bahrain and what they are trying to do in Iran, in Bahrain, and also what they are trying to do in Syria.
The issue of the formation of a new cabinet headed by Prime Minister-designate Najib Mikati was also tackled by Nasrallah, who said the March 8th are determined to deal with the remaining obstacles before forming the Mikati cabinet. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.